Empty backfield. Here's Hoyer with the ball. He's back. He's up. He's looking. He fires. Benjamin caught it in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Travis Benjamin.
A nice catch by Travis Benjamin. A nice job in the pocket by Brian Hoyer.
What a job by Benjamin to get his touchies down.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I love it. I had a good time at Tootsie's in Nashville on Saturday night, and Jim Donovan drops the Tootsie's reference for Travis Benjamin with the toe tap on the game winner off the hand of Brian Hoyer. Great catch, and after the game when I talked to him, he said, I was just worried about getting my feet down, man. Once I caught it, I got to get my feet down. Boom, boom, toe tap. He looked very much like a polished veteran receiver right there. No question about it. Travis Benjamin with a huge catch to bring the Browns a huge win on the road against the Tennessee Titans. Let's get back to the phone lines right now. 216-578-0850. Let's go to Alan in Cleveland. Alan, you're out with Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm here on CBD.
Well, guys, I'm going to try to stay, you know, more grounded here. I know everybody's excited, you know, when you get a win.
All right, let's go. Bring some perspective. Go ahead.
Okay, but when I hear all of the shows in this town, not just yours, but all of them, when you talk about Brian Hoyer, I have to pinch myself to remind myself that you are talking about Brian Hoyer, not Joe Montana or John Elway. I mean, it's just...
Yes, he's been fantastic.
Well, I see a guy that makes a lot of horrible throws during games. I see a guy that's been down 27-3 and 28-3. Now, yeah, the defense put him in big holes, but why wasn't the offense also not scoring? That's why people are overlooking stuff like that.
Well, I think this is what I would say. I think that right now it's about expectations, right? So if you were looking at and judging Joe Montana – you might judge him differently than what you're expecting with Brian Hoyer in this offense. But this offense has been very good. I wouldn't say he's made a ton of horrible throws. I think some things have been fortunate. The few mistakes that he maybe has made certainly didn't get intercepted. He missed Andrew Hawkins, for example, at the goal line on a throw he should have had. Mm-hmm. Timing was a little off on a throw to Jordan Cameron that was batted that would have been a touchdown there as well. So it wasn't flawless. I don't want anybody to say that I'm saying he was flawless, but Brian Hoyer's bringing the goods. When he needed to go 40 yards, he made a huge throw to Miles Austin and a huge throw to Travis Benjamin to get the touchdown. And yes, is there room for improvement with everybody on this team when you go down and break it down? No question about it. But if you're asking me, and I think anybody who looks in the mirror and say, where is Brian Hoyer relative to where you expected him to be? He is performing significantly better than I thought, and you got to give the man credit where it's due. There are things that he can clean up. There are things that he will continue to try to clean up. But I'll say this too. Last week, after the end of that Baltimore game, you wanted him to come through on the most important throw of the game. Everybody said he played, this flawless game, but then he didn't come through on the throw to Andrew Hawkins, was a little bit behind him. This week, when you needed that one throw, he gave it to you, Matt. He gave you the throw when you needed it. Right now, I think to come after Brian Hoyer, at this point, could he get better? Sure. Could everybody on the team be better? Absolutely. But Brian Hoyer right now is doing a heck of a job.
There's no doubt in my mind, and I think that what he brings to the table is so much more further along than we all thought. I think the fact that the leader, his grasp on this offense that he struggled mightily with in the preseason, and to have all that transfer over so quickly in the season, and again, as you said, 5-2 as a starter, 3 come from behind wins in the last 2 minutes of football game. That to me says, well, first of all, he's clutch. Second of all, it's the guy is a leader, and the players follow his lead, and they have respect for him. And again, there are throws, there are decisions that he makes in a football game. Even when I watch it from a fan's perspective, I'm like, what? You know, but when the time comes, he, and especially on this football roster, he is the only quarterback on this roster that gives us an opportunity to win football games consistently, and he's done so thus far this season.
He has done so. He's done so since he's become the starter of the Cleveland Browns. And I know they're just 2-2, and we'd all like them to be 3-1 or better. But the fact of the matter is they're 2-2. Another big win, another late game winning drive, as both of his have been now, one against the Saints and this one. Brian Hoyer getting the job done here, and this offense getting the job done here, I would say, better than maybe we thought they would at this juncture in the season. Frankly, if you want to get nitpicky about something on this team, it's time to look at the defense, and we'll do that as we proceed here. But right now, Brian Hoyer is doing a pretty good job. Phil in Brecksville, welcome to the show.
Matt, Nathan, you know, I'm a bitter Browns fan from years ago, and I'll tell you, I know this Mike Pettine's going to get this right. He's a coach's, he's a guy that the coach, that the players will respect, and I think he's going to be here for the long run. There's three points I can make. One is that we have never, since I've been watching the Browns, which has been since the 70s, we have never had a dominant line of any sort, defensive or offensive. This is the first time ever that we have an offensive line that can sit up, and honestly, it's got to be demoralizing because they're gonna bloody your nose and they're gonna run the ball and you can't do another thing about it. The other two things that we've never had since the Browns came back is we've really never had a coach since Sam Rattigliano and Marty Schottenheimer. You know, Mike Pettine looks like a coach. He acts like a coach. He talks like a coach, and you know, he shows that he doesn't have any favoritism at all. I mean, by what he did to Justin Gilbert and Barkevious Mingo, everybody knows that you don't play well, it's either going to be scheme or ability, and if it's ability, you're out. So, and with Brian Hoyer, he's our quarterback. I mean, it doesn't take – I am convinced that that's going to happen. So, I've never been more proud of this team than I am today. So,
awesome.
That's great to hear, man.
Great stuff, Phil. Appreciate that phone call. And, yeah, it's a win that certainly makes you feel proud. I'll even feel more proud when they put together a full 60 minutes and we don't have to sweat it out and I don't have to have a couple near heart attacks on the sideline. Chevy in New Jersey. What's up, Chevy?
I just want to say I grew up wearing Browns jerseys and playing football every weekend. I know you didn't. Matt may have. You guys are official Browns fans from here on out.
That's dang right.
I appreciate it. I am. I'm all in. That's what they tease me around the office. They call me AI. My buddy Andy Hecht calls me AI, all in. I am. I'm all about it. I love this team. I love the city. I've lived here now 12 years. Happy to be here. And I think that there would be no better sports story in America than the Cleveland Browns becoming what we all want them to be and winning a Super Bowl. I think that this place would absolutely go insane.
And I've got the war wound, you know, on my head.
You
still
do.
To make
the
another
remote
reference
control,
of the
you're
fact,
too fired
that
up.
Is the definition of the fact that I am all in. I am committed to this football team. I love the direction that they're going. It makes my job doing this every day very easy. You know, if it was pulling teeth, I'd say, hey, this is fun. I'll do this. Nathan, nice meeting you. I'll be here for a week. You know, and then go on to somebody else because I can't take this. But it's like, I love this. I love the competition. And it's like, and I love the culture that Coach Pettine is creating here, the winning, the growing, the learning, you know, the overcoming that we've seen in only four games bodes extremely well for who we're going to be by the end of this football season and on into the future.
No question. And Pro Football Reference just tweeted out, and speaking of these games that are so close and so tight, the Browns are just the fourth team since 1940 to have their first four games decided by 3 points or fewer. The fourth team since 1940. This is a historic start to the season in many ways. When you hear that stat, you think about the fact 21 or more points in the first four games for the first time since 1969. They just came back with the biggest comeback in NFL history on the road. It's a wild season. Mike Pettine's era off to quite the start here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, when we come back, it's time for the roundtable presented by Blue Point Grill. ClevelandBrowns.com staff writer Kevin Jones in studio, as well as the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Jim Donovan, right after this.